and reflect on these two points. Joseph was enslaved, but he wasn't a slave to men. For even in slavery, he was more free than all those who are free. For example, he did not surrender to his mistress, did not give in to the desires of the woman who owned him. On the other hand, she was free. Yet no one was as much a slave as her, wooing and pleading with her own servant. But she could not convince him who was free to do what he did not want to do. This, then, was not slavery, but it was a freedom of the highest kind. For what obstacle to virtue did he have from his slavery? Let all hear, both slaves and the free. Who was the true slave, the one who was being wooed, or the one who was doing the wooing, the one who pleaded or the one who dismissed her plea?